Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
On the Brett Maga Show, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. We just read through funny headlines and Hannah tells me which ones you need details and which ones we can just keep it moving on. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock because we know life is busy. 2025 Nobel Prize winners are absolutely absurd.
Who are they?
Okay, so you know, like someone wins the Nobel Peace Prize, you're like, oh man, this is like a big deal. It's like a distinguished
high honor.
Apparently, there's like some of the weirdest and craziest scientific studies to prove that like science isn't always serious.
Oh, it's also fun. I love this.
So yeah, they do this, I guess, and they hand it out. Like this year's prize, Nobel Prize in Literature, was awarded posthumously to a man for persistently recording and analyzing the rate of the growth of one of his fingernails over 35 years.
I mean, that's dedication.
Wow.
Yep. The Nutrition Prize, Nobel Prize, awarded to someone who determined lizards prefer four cheese pizza over other varieties of pizza. The Biology Prize was handed out to determine cows painted with zebra-like stripes were 50% less likely to be bitten by flies.
Wow.
Everyone's impressed. The Chemistry Prize involved whether Teflon would be an effective way to increase food volume without extra calories. And the Nobel Peace Prize studied to find drinking alcohol sometimes improves a person's ability to speak a foreign language. You get drunk and you just know other languages, apparently.
Wow. Yeah. Those are all super fascinating to
me. I guess science. Samsung's 1800 refrigerators will start showing ads in people's homes.
I hate that. Keep it moving.
All right, like those smart refrigerators?
You can't get in until you finish your ad.
Yeah. Wow. Plane crashes would be more survivable with huge airbags outside the plane, a new development.
I mean, that makes sense to me. It would just bounce everywhere.
Yeah, it comes with an image.
The engineers, sounds fun.
Yeah, engineers are working on this big old bubble. If the plane is going down, it comes into a big old bubble. And as the plane hits the ground, it's supposed to bounce
like a big old thing.
Well, they've always made the joke that, you know, the black box survives the crash. Why not make the plane like the black box? So now they're at least putting, like, you know, air bubbles around it.
Yeah, it's like the craziest thing. But it does seem like, why don't we do this earlier?
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Better keep it moving.
Do you still use someone else's password? What about your ex's password? And how long have you guys broken up with where you're still allowed to use it? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. AB's friend is still using her ex's password. How long ago did they break up?
They broke up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
2 years ago.
Oh!
And she's had a new boyfriend for a year.
Stealing. Oh. Betrayal.
We sat
cheating?
Down.
Cheating?
Yeah,
man.
We sat down to watch Dancing with the Stars, and she's like, yeah, pull up my Disney Plus, so I'm going through, and I'm like, who the heck are these names on the account? She's like, oh, yeah, that's my ex.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that okay? I don't know. I don't use anyone else's password. People actually use my password for things more than I've used anyone else's.
You know what? I am proud to admit that I have no ties with passwords or anything with my exes. This used to not be the case. I used to mooch off my ex's Amazon Prime all the time. But then finally it came to a point where I was like trying to progress with moving forward. And I was like, okay, I literally can have no ties. So logged out of the accounts. I think in order to fully move on, you got to get rid of all the passwords. You got to get rid of all
especially that. If you're in a new relationship.
That feels dirty.
I would feel weird if dirty. I was her like now boyfriend. What if they sit down to watch something and you're like logging into her ex's account?
Who cares? I'm for this.
No.
No one uses mine, and I wish I had more people's passwords.
Brett, I will get on yours.
Okay, you want to use my
all of no. your streaming services?
No, I want to use yours. No, no one will let me use theirs.
Yeah, we live close enough. We probably could be sharing passwords. For
yes,
this stuff.
I need like I have no problem with if I was in this person's situation, I would be, like if my like was dating someone, they're like logged in, like oh there's 20 streaming services are expensive. I was like $20 save, $20 save. If I'm probably spent over $120 on streaming services and things like that. If you start to add up all of them, $100. If I could save that a month, hell yeah, let's do it.
So
sign
what
me
you
up.
You're laying together with your new partner on Netflix, and then on there is halfway resumed the show that you and your ex watched together. I don't want to see that.
They're 2 years ago. I mean, it's
I
never,
don't want to see it ever.
It's never. It's 2 years.
And then
removed.
You also can
there's
see.
No,
what your ex is watching currently, which is just a weird
hilarious.
Tie to have.
That's
to them.
A very personal thing to know what someone is watching on TV. I would be so mad if
get
I
get over
if
it.
It is a
this.
Weird tie. It's kind of on the ex to cancel the account, right? Because
I do
can,
think he can kick her off.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So he's an enabler. In a way.
Oh, my God.
You know, he's letting this happen. He's hoping they'll get back together is what I'm thinking.
No, they're saving money. It's just saving money. Like, guys, there's nothing that really
it's
connects.
It's $20.
Oh, my God. Give me $20 every month.
If it was
no, give me $20
if
every month.
My boyfriend wanted to be on his ex's account, I would give him the money to get off of it.
Give me 20. No, you saying $20 is nothing. Just give me $20 every month.
It adds up. I'll give you that.
Yes. No, I want to hand. I want to hand.
Why
this
would I give you? You're not my ex.
Because it's no money. $20 is no big deal to you. You're like it's $20. Like so,
if
$20
it was my
is
boyfriend, I would do it.
No, but if $20 is no big deal and it's just puppy, it's just. Pocket change for you. Just throw a 20 at me for no reason.
I think she just needs to find somebody else to mooch off of.
Right.
Anybody but the ex.
Anybody but the ex, yeah.
Fair. I don't... okay, that's fine. But I'm not switching accounts and log it out because I think $20 adds up. Hannah won't even give me my 20 anymore. She don't want it because she knows $20 is a lot of money. $20 is a lot of money. And so you got your ex's password. How long? And how much money are you saving? Girl math, you're just buying up stuff everywhere because of your using X's accounts. 855-444-MEGA. Do you think it's wrong to have your ex's account password still and then still use it after the relationship? 855-444-6342. Take your calls on this next. Do you think it's still okay to use your ex's password, like on a Netflix account? Anyone out there still doing that? When did the relationship end, and how long have you been using it? Or is anyone using, like your ex is using your account, you're like, I don't know if I should cut them off or not. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Whose account and what account are you using from past relationship? AB's friend is broken up with this guy for 2 years in a new relationship and still uses his account.
Yeah, still uses his Disney Plus account. And that's how we watched Dancing with the Stars last week.
Flux, flux.
Yeah.
I mean, like, seriously, this is great. Like, she is saving money. Don't need to log out. I think log in, save it. Hannah thinks that you cannot move on from a relationship because ties are so attached.
Yeah, that is a big tie.
So Disney Plus. What is the tie? What? Where do we stand with this? All of a sudden, you just look at Disney. Every time you see Mickey, you think of your ex?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it gets to a point. If you know what they're watching, if they know what you're watching, you have a common update that you shouldn't have.
You don't think you know what your ex is watching? Like, no. Everyone's watching The Summer I Turn Pretty. We can just assume the dude is watching The Summer I Turn Pretty, and I'm assuming he's Team Conrad. Everyone is Team Conrad.
I would hope so.
At this point.
They're probably not. They're probably the opposite. They're Jeremiah.
I honestly think it is nothing. But I do have a friend of mine who literally just, they don't pay for any of them. They just have exes, friends, logged in, saving money, hundreds of dollars every single month.
See, and I think that it could be very personal depending on the account. Like, Disney Plus to me isn't like, you know, I don't know.
Oh, you think it matters on the streaming service?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you're watching Disney Plus every day.
Disney Plus is fine. Hulu's not.
Yeah, right, like, yeah. It would be an issue.
I understand what you're saying.
You're like,
yeah.
I know you're like watching a raunchy show and you're like, oh, I know which one. And you're watching like Disney Plus and it's Bluey. No judgment, whatever. You do you. Like, I want to know what you're doing, when you're watching, and who you're watching it with. Monday, here's hoping your Monday is a little less Monday-y on the Brett Magus Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
The Jonas Brothers really show up for their fans despite major setbacks on stage, like fire. I'll explain more next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. Ready, so here we go.
So the Jonas Brothers took their song Burning Up to a whole new level this weekend when a legit fire caught on stage at their concert. Luckily, this all happened before their concert actually started, so like none of the brothers got injured, none of the crew got hurt or anything, but a real fire did set up on stage. And what's crazy to me about this is they have a pyrotechnician who, like, is on tour with the band. So this guy's whole job is to make sure nothing bad happens. And before the concert even started, a fire happened. So it's crazy to me. I'm glad no one was hurt. But that's the fans in the crowd were like, we didn't even know that the concert would continue on. But they did. They put it out, and then the boys came out, and all was fine.
It does suck that, like, at one point, though, that they were probably nervous if the show could go on, and then if your show gets canceled, not because of illness, but because, like, hey, we don't have the stage a malfunction like that. That would definitely suck for the fans.
I feel like I keep hearing more and more stuff about stages being sketchy. Like, there's a big artist, Bailey Zimmerman. He just had to cancel, like, multiple different shows that he had because the stages are not safe.
Yeah. I mean, I think their artists are taking more and more risk with their performances, but comes with more and more risk when it comes to managing the stage as well.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can figure out the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. The average American spends $1,200 a year on this. What do we spend $1,200 a year on?
I'm going to say, I want to say something with your car. Maybe like car washes?
Car washes. $1,200 a year on a car wash?
I spend $0.
And Hannah spends a lot.
So maybe the middle is
$1,200. Maybe it evens out.
She goes twice a week.
Yeah.
Kevin.
I think it's on your significant other's Christmas gift.
$1,200 a year?
Holy smokes. What is Sarah getting you?
I'm just saying.
Wow. I want to be Sarah. Hi, Kevin. Yeah. How are you doing around Christmas time?
Here's a $1,200 check.
Can we find a mistletoe?
Okay, I'm feeling pretty confident in my answer.
Okay.
I'm saying fast food.
Someone got it right, guys. Is it the person who feels so confident?
I think it's me, guys.
Or is it Carl?
It has to be. Mine was a bad answer.
855-444 Mega. You'll never guess who got it right next.
Mega Minds.
All right. Somebody felt confident in their Mega Mind. Question of the day answer on the Brett Mega Show. The average American spends $1,200 a year on. What does the average American spend $1,200 on? AB, you said you felt confident.
I feel very confident in my answer, and I said fast food. And I say that because I keep a spreadsheet of all the money I spend every month, and one of the things on the spreadsheet is fast food, and I really feel like it would add up to that.
Is that adds up to?
I don't know what it adds up to, but like...
It's probably more, isn't
it? I think it's this.
It is $1,200 because that's the correct answer.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Average American spends over $1,200 on fast food every year. Can you guess these iconic TV shows? If I reverse their names, we're going to play the reverse TV game next on the Brett Mega Show. So what we're going to do here is we're going to play the reverse TV show game here on the Brett Mega Show. How this game works is some of these are the most iconic, most popular TV shows happening right now. And I've reversed the name of them. And then you try to guess what that is. Like The Winter I Turned Ugly.
Is The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Okay. So now we understand how it works.
That was just...
Yeah, it was an example.
Practice round, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Use your name as your buzzer. Okay. Hannah, Kevin, and AB, use your name as the buzzer. When you think you know how I reverse these iconic TV shows, these are popular shows that are happening currently. All Lives Outside. All Lives Outside.
All Lives Outside.
Big show, and I know that people watch it in this room and have said it's really good.
All Lives Inside.
All Lives.
Kevin. Murders in the Building.
Only Murders in the Building.
Never would have guessed that.
Yes, because Murders, Lives, Outside, Building.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tough one. Kevin's on the board with 1 point. Let's go a little bit easier then for you guys. Victim. Should be.
AB, Survivor.
Should be an easy one because it's the best show of all time.
I'm on the board. I'm beating Hannah.
Wow. Moment in history here.
My day is ruined.
Kevin and AB are on the board with 1. Participate whenever you want, Hannah. Hate Mainland.
What? English, please?
No,
AB.
Mainland.
Love Island?
Love Island, yes.
No, wow, this is my game, guys.
You got it.
I don't understand adjectives.
It's TVs. It's TV, so it's good. Okay. All right.
Every game is TV, and she's horrible at
That's
it.
That's true. That's
hey,
good point.
Hey, I'm beating you.
Again, this is the reverse TV game, The Chaste Husbands.
Kevin, it's the wives, but I don't know the
Hunting Wives.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin gets the point because Hannah gave it to him.
Hunting Wives. Yeah.
Yes, I don't know why you helped
what?
Him.
The Chaste Husbands are the Hunting Wives.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why didn't I get it?
Because you didn't. Kevin, wrong end. He was in the middle of answering.
That was against the rules, Hannah.
Yeah, like if you were in Jeopardy and someone was in the middle of answering, you just yelled it out. I don't know why you would do that.
I'll tell you what, though, I'm a nice guy. I'll give you half that point.
I don't know if he was going to actually get the point, and Hannah just yelled it out.
I wasn't. I was like the husbands. I don't know the other ones.
So for some reason, you could have been in the game here, but Hannah doesn't understand rules. Go figure. Last point here. So if you want to shut out Hannah, guys, just Kevin and AB are working together, but right. Also playing for the win.
That's right.
Familiar Nothings.
Kevin.
For the win.
Oh, man. I was going to say Needless Things, but that's not even
Let
a show.
Me-
no.
Hannah?
Familiar Nothings.
Stranger Things?
Stranger Things!
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I would have gotten that one.
Well done.
Yeah, well, because of Hannah, there's a tie.
Great.
It's the Brett Mega Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.